The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast. The day the music died, and they were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Amid escalating tensions in the Middle East, the U.S. is strengthening its forces and capabilities in the region. CBS's Eleanor Watson reports the latest.
Secretary Austin told his Israeli counterpart that the USS Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier, with its sophisticated F-35 jets, will accelerate its transit to the Middle East, and that the guided missile submarine USS Georgia will also head that way. These are just the latest in a series of forces the U.S. has announced are going to the region to deter a wider war.
Meanwhile, Hamas is indicating it may not return to ceasefire talks for Gaza.
Instead, it called the U.S. and other Gaza war mediators to work towards implementing the ceasefire plan that President Biden first unveiled in May. This comes the day after an Israeli airstrike at a school complex housing displaced families that killed at least 100 people, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry.
CBS's Jerika Duncan. The Middle East is spilling into the presidential campaign. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators protested today outside of a fundraiser with Vice President Harris in San Francisco. More from CBS's John Ramos.
At least so far in her abbreviated campaign, Kamala Harris may be facing a bigger challenge from people who might otherwise be her supporters if not for the war in Gaza. There probably wasn't a single Trump supporter at the protest in Union Square, but that didn't mean they had nice things to say about the Democrats.
We are here to denounce the hypocrisy of our elected officials. Killer Kamala and Genocide Joe.
Paris celebrated the conclusion of the Summer Olympics.
The athletes sang, danced, and celebrated as they paraded into the stadium around 9,000 strong. Then the show got underway, including a vertically suspended pianist, fireworks from the top of the stadium, confetti, and acrobats on gold wheels that elevated and transformed into the Olympic rings. American gymnastics star Simone Biles and Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass accepted the handover of the Olympic flag until actor Tom Cruise descended from the lip of the stadium and rode off with it on a motorcycle, launching the spectacle of the 2028 Games in L.A. Wendy Gillette, CBS News, Paris.
Ukraine confirms its military has pushed into Russian territory at Kursk.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky broke his silence, saying the operation is to restore justice and to push the war on the aggressor's territory. Russia declared a state of emergency in the affected region, while also releasing videos of it striking back.
CBS News correspondent Ian Lee. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9624. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Disney's theme parks are getting makeovers.
Tons of announcements coming this weekend from Disney's fan event, D23. In addition to new movies, Disney's parks are getting a major upgrade, including a new Villains Land at Magic Kingdom and a Monsters, Inc. land at Hollywood Studios in Orlando.
Yeah. Sure, step aside, kid. We're in a...
An Encanto-themed ride is also coming to Animal Kingdom.
We don't talk about
At Disney's California Adventure, the Avengers campus is getting bigger, and it's getting its first Coco ride as part of a billion-dollar expansion. Construction on most of these projects start next year. Tiana's Bayou Adventure opens at Disneyland in November. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Deforestation in Brazil's Amazon rainforest slowed by nearly half compared to last year, according to new satellite data, the largest reduction since 2016. Still, they lost an area the size of Rhode Island last year. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the low 60s. 80 with partly sunny skies on your Monday. Monday night, clear skies and a 63 overnight low. For Tuesday, sunshine, 79. Sunny and 78 for Wednesday. Thursday, scattered showers and storms, 76.
It's 67 right now.
Something in the
Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
well. You know you love me, baby. Still you tell me maybe that someday will I'll be blue. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day. Your heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be blue. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die.
And timeless favorites. WRJN.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm gonna put this out towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But did you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go. Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
W-R-J-N. You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love of feeling. Oh, that love of feeling. You lost that love of feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh, oh, oh.
Now there's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. And you're starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. Cause baby, something I'd get down on my knees for you.
Oh,
I would travel and show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Down. I never had schooling, but it taught me well with his smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. No one told me about how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had turned the color of her hair.
She's not there.
feel like you wanna cry. Oh, girl,
so tell me where I'm speaking, cause
even
you know
though
the
you may be
thinking, and I know that you've been cheating.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling band. Yeah, well, I'm flying across the land. Try to get a hand, playing in a traveling band. Take me to the hotel, bag it gone. Oh, well, come on, come on. Won't you get me to my room? I won't move.
you're still the one.
And I wouldn't switch.
We're still having fun. And you're still the one.
And Billy would take me walking out through the backyard. We go walking. Then he looked into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man.